Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Just FYI, Neon got in the cat.
Who?
Neon the cat.
Yeah.
Just in case he creeps over there by your feet.
So, the cat's here, huh?
Yeah.
You like bread?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Hey, Steve, you want some garlic bread?
I'm good, thank you.
All right.
Ready to go, sir?
Yeah,
get
the table set up. Okay.
It's just,
that
may not work.
Yeah, that's got a little funny.
You got
it?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic, my brother. So we're inside the house, you do that job. We got good silver inside the house. You're welcome to go in the kitchen. Well, you ready? No problem. All right, guys. What do you guys want to start? I'll be ready in 1 minute.
All of those colored lights.
Like above where I sit, those ones. But the table is where you can turn them off that way. I think go up by the table, the control switch of the power strip. You can do it that way. Yeah, by my computer, yeah. It's by the table, right, behind the right monitor.
So will I need to do anything to get on? I don't rumble it and just show up.
Yeah, it'll show up once we go live. We're not live yet, but what I can do is put up the Freedom Hour starting shortly. Then that'll be live. First,
yes.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm basically ready. Yeah.
Every camera is good.
I think zoom a little bit more, perhaps. Yeah, zoom a little more. Yeah, more in the face. Yeah, so you get more of an animation. Yeah. Even a little less of the body. Less of the body, more of the face. Yeah, I'm a short guy, and you want people to notice that. People naturally relate to someone bigger, taller than the children. You know what I'm saying? So that's why, you know, Americans, since the television age, have been voting for only tall president, no short president being elected in America.
But I don't want to cut your top of your head off.
So. But here looks like, you know, I see more here versus there, so I'm not sure. Maybe you cut up to here, perhaps it's a little bit higher here. You know, maybe this. But if you can, because of that, we'll do later. That's fine. That's good, I guess. We'll adjust it all next time. That's fine.
Well, see, you said you wanted it to kind of come up on you.
Right. Yeah, it's so good. It's good. Yeah, I think it's good. Yeah. And I'm offset a little bit, like you said. So that's just pretty good there. No, we don't want to mess that too much because then you're going to get it falls off. We did it last
not
time.
Anymore.
Sure. Okay. All right. If you think so.
If you could move the tripod a little bit towards me, this will be a little bit more specific.
Ooh.
I know. Yeah.
Well, that's better.
Let me move this. Mm-hmm.
Not like that?
Yeah.
Or you want it tighter?
A little bit farther away, perhaps. A little bit farther away. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. That's it. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Yep. Mm-hmm. They still get a little bit of the I can put my hands up to see that,
okay.
But, you know, not, but it can still face, the animation is still pretty good.
Okay.
Somebody's water here, by the way, Marcus, I'll put it right here next to you, sir. Okay.
That was the one you touched.
That's that one, yeah. Good choice. Looks good.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm good, thank you.
Okay.
Good choice. You do give you a variety, try different stuff, see which we like better.
I like to drink Soprano.
What is that? Chicken?
Chicken Soprano, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Joe does good food, huh?
Yeah.
So this is it, right? It's going as a
preview, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Not long yet, though. So all I'm just going to tell you whether we need to go up or down. Once you got him rolling, then I'll play with the lights.
Right,
yeah, just about, yeah. Yep. Any more control? I get that over here. Plug myself in.
What about that?
Cool. This one's here, bro.
Yeah, but I gotta put it in so it goes off. I can turn it on myself. Apparently, it does work for where I sit.
I'll turn it off.
You remember? You noticed it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The frames turn off.
Yeah. Yeah. This. I gotta get a pen later on for questions. That's all. The pen and paper. I'll just get one. I got a little pen here. No problem. Yeah, in here. It's all good. Let's see. We got scissors. Ooh. Okay.
Right,
yeah. Okay. Just about the moment. I wish I knew one more time. I wish I knew one. I'm ready to go.
Sure.
Oh, got it on the side. My chest. Yeah. So.
You got the mic up.
Yeah, you got the mic up. Yeah, but I got Steve here tonight, John. Just, you know, so he's, you know, very familiar with it, you know, maybe this and that time. So that in case something happens to Marcus for whatever reason, you know, he's on vacation, got sick, right. Whatever, he can step in there, don't have to bother you, that's a serious job.
We want to record.
All right, let's do it. I'm ready for you guys, and then this is 1, 2, 3, gotta get closer to me, the center, that's my screen, yep, there we go. Yep. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's right. But I'm going to talk to live audience, the few that are first before I put it up. I would say a short note to those guys first before I put it up. Yeah.
Okay.
Hello, my friends, to another recording session of Freedom Law School's weekly Freedom Hour. And tonight I'm going to go over the basics because the basics are so important. And sometimes we forget about the most fundamental basic things that we know. And I do not want people to take things for granted or assume that you know the basics. So this is called Income Taxes Explained, a very brief overview. And before I get to that, though, I want to just remind you of a couple small things. If you missed last week's Freedom Hour, I want you to know you missed a big one. I did one, which you found on Odyssey, Rumble, all these other platforms. Just posted it. It's called Great News. The IRS has decided to leave 99.9% of income tax non-filers alone. Yes, it's a very short video, only 9 minutes long. It's based upon government's own official U.S. Treasury auditors. This is the short version. This is the longer, complete version of the same thing, which is 52 minutes long. So watch the short one and then the long one. Yes, you'd be amazed that IRS has decided since at least 2016, if not before, to leave people who consistently do not file income tax like you and me alone. You'd be very excited to see how wonderful things are. IRS is employing. They're not even coming after filers that much. So non-filers are being left alone as long as you don't file. Once you file, you just open yourself to the IRS attacks again. So check it out if you haven't, if you're one of our regular viewers, okay? So with that, afterwards, of course, as always, I will take your questions about any freedom issues, especially the IRS. It's really safe. And, oh, before I forget, for those of you who are here live, let me remind you, you will have an opportunity in January 2023 to meet the very best truth, health, and freedom speakers and leaders that you've been looking for in person at the Restore Freedom Rally right here coming up in Orlando, January 20th through 23rd. Folks, this is going to be a major event with, look at these major speakers like Dale Bigtree, Judy Mikovits, Sheriff Richard Mack, Dr. Lee Merritt, Dan Fisher, Dr. Rashid Buttar, and many, many more folks. We got about 15, 16 speakers that you're going to want to be hearing from. We got more speakers to be added. Folks, it's Friday night through Monday. The main event Saturday and Sunday. Monday is the Restore Freedom class. And folks, it's extremely affordable, okay? You still can get a discount through December 31st with admission price. So get your tickets now while it's still lower in price, okay? And if you cannot get it, folks, streaming will be available, folks. We're going to put the pricing for streaming on there. We got to make it, okay? Is that the top? We have a price for streaming. Let me see where we have it there. Yeah, a little bit higher. A live stream ticket, $59. Yeah, we got that available too. So if you cannot come in person, that's okay. You can watch it just like if you were in person. Although in person, you get to meet people like yourself. It's just a festive, wonderful weekend where you get to feel normal with like-minded people like yourself who understand the truth. You know, you make so many great friends. You have so much fun. It really is just a fun time for me and everybody at Freedom Law School. So, and the food can be provided if you want, so you don't miss any speakers. Okay, options are available. Okay? So check it out, folks. And the room at the hotel, folks, at Holiday Inn, we have a special discounted price of $149 a night. Okay? You must mention Freedom Law School to get, you know, mention Restore Freedom Rally for the discount. We should say Freedom Law School, Restore Freedom Rally, guys. Because the hotel people go, no, Freedom Law School versus Restore Freedom Rally. We got to change that. Freedom Law School, you know. And then, folks, at the, it's going to be by the Orlando Airport. Get away from the snow and the cold and the wind. Come to warm, sunny Orlando, Florida in January and warm up and have a lot of fun. And remember, bring your spouse, your children, grandchildren, nephews, nieces, family. Make it a whole vacation. Just take a week off if you want. Okay, take advantage of the hotel discounted rate and come out there and have a few days of fun seeing SeaWorld, Busch Gardens, you know. Those are better than Disney. You know, support the woke communist Disney by going to SeaWorld and Busch Gardens instead. The beaches are in Tampa area, Orlando area, the best in the United States. Better than Hawaii, folks. So anyhow, I look forward to seeing you guys in person. Hopefully you guys will come and we have a great weekend together. So with that, I think all the video people are ready to go, guys, right? We're going to start recording the income taxes explained, okay? It's just got this. There's no shade, shadow on my face, guys. We're good. I got the book is at a good angle. Here we go. Lots of good angles in the book, right? And no shadow. And we can go to the Hello, my friends. I'm Paymon, the president and founder of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. I will explain to you in this video the basics of income tax. Income tax is explained. Now, if you've not been to our website, you may want to go there at livefreenow.org. But we're going to go first right away to the IRS's own website right here to look at the 1040 U.S. individual income tax return. The key thing about this form is U.S. What is that U.S.? Which is the U.S. that is being talked about. We're going to come back to U.S., okay? So look at the instructions on the IRS's website, irs.gov, on the 1040 income tax confession trap form on page on filing requirements. It tells us the simple instructions that these rules apply to all U.S. citizens, regardless of where they live, and resident aliens. Okay, very good. But folks, I'm going to cut through the gobbledygook of the income tax for you guys, make it simple. See, here is the Internal Revenue Code. You don't have to be afraid of it anymore. You don't need an accountant. You don't need a CPA. Yes, they don't understand this stuff. Okay, this tissue thin paper of tens of thousands of pages. I got the basics of it easily explained to you that you could all understand it, folks, and it's going to save you a ton of money. Hang in there. You'll be pleasantly surprised, my friend. Okay? Now, we're going to go to the law from the United States Treasury. See, the Internal Revenue Service, folks, is interpreted by U.S. Treasury. See, this is Internal Revenue Code of 1954 and its regulations, right? Well, it has a part that says normal taxes and surtaxes, determination of tax liability, tax on individuals. This is part 1.1, income tax on individuals. Let's read it. It tells us that a general rule one, Section 1 of the code, Internal Revenue Code, imposes an income tax on the income of every individual who is a citizen or resident of the United States. Okay? All right. So here we go, folks. Let's start again. That email came at the wrong time, messed me up. Sorry, guys. We have to redo this part again. Now, I think I'm just going to do, I'm going to do this part again. The emails are coming up wrong. I'm going to stop the deals from coming in with emails. Yeah, I'm going to have to do that part again. Let's see, I can do that. Hold up, email, yeah, maybe that's what I should do. Yeah, that's what I should, yeah. There we go. See, when I come off again. Okay, all right. So we're going to continue that part. I'm just going to do that part again without that whole problem that came up again. Let's see. Okay. Here we go. Ready? We're gonna continue on, folks. Okay. Here we go. Yeah. A general rule. One. Section one of the code imposes an income tax on the income of every individual who is a citizen or resident of the United States. Now, of course, it does talk about and to extent provided by section, couple sections on the income of every non-resident alien individual, but we don't have to worry about those people right now. Those are basically, as you'll see in other presentations, federal workers. The main thing is the U.S. citizens. Why? Because remember, the 1040 form that we are looking at is for U.S. individual income tax people, right? It tells us it is for who? It is written for U.S. citizens, all U.S. citizens. So let's focus on who are these U.S. citizens that is being talked about. Now, folks, we're going to get the law straight from the horse's mouth. You see in the top left of this page, U.S. House of Representatives seal on the top center office of the Law Revision Council, United States Code. And it tells us right there that the United States Code is the consolidation and codification by subject matter of the general and permanent laws of the United States. And it is prepared by the law, by the Office of the Law Revision Council of the United States House of Representatives. In other words, these guys are the government lawyers who published the law so we could all correctly find it, read it, and follow it, right? So this is the best source of the law that you can find out. Now, you can search the law right here, or another way I'll show you. You see here, they say browse the United States Code, right? There are different titles or categories of law, okay? The United States Code. Title 26 is the Internal Revenue Code. So I'm going to look up here with you. Type in, you can follow with me if you want on your own. 26 space USC space 7701 space House the bill. And then push enter. Okay. Once you do that, you'll be, the search result will give you, there it is, section 7701 from uscode.house.gov. Okay. Right there. You open that link in a new tab. Okay. And there it is. USC 7701 definitions from the Internal Revenue Code Title 26 from chapter 79, the definitions are key to your freedom, to understanding how basic and simple income taxes really are. Okay, hang in there. Now, let's go down and see what it says. It says when used in this title. What title are they talking about? Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code. Yes. This book, this gobbledygook, that is the definition that applies to this whole Internal Revenue Code. All right? So, they define all kinds of things like person that you think it does not need any definition, but they want to define everything very specifically. The lawmakers have the right to do so. And look at the definition of the term United States. The term United States, when used in a geographical sense, and that's what we want to know, what land mass does the United States cover? It's not what you think, folks. It includes only the states and the District of Columbia. Yep, Washington, D.C. and the states. But look at this. The term state shall be construed to include the District of Columbia. Wow, it says it shall. It must be construed. It must be interpreted to all, to include the District of Columbia, where such construction or interpretation is necessary to carry out provisions of this title. Well, so what you have here is United States means the District of Columbia plus states, which also means the District of Columbia. So United States is District of Columbia plus the District of Columbia, and you get the same. United States means District of Columbia. So when you see United States from now on, you know, in the Internal Revenue Code, it means the District of Columbia. Now, I know you're thinking, oh, Paymont, come on. Obviously, it includes the 50 states, like California, Texas, Florida. Well, let's go to the U.S. Supreme Court, see what they say, because they know the law better than all of us, right? Okay, here we go. You see this Supreme Court case of Stenberg versus Carhartt that came out in year 2000. And the relevant part of the Supreme Court case, it tells us that when a statute, like the one we're seeing right now before us, a law, statute includes an explicit definition like the one you've seen, we must follow that definition. Yes, you must follow those specific definitions I just showed you, right? Even if it varies from that term's ordinary meaning. Yes, so United States, doesn't matter if you think you're 50 states, that's out the window. Supreme Court says you must go by what it says. It's only District of Columbia. Yep. See, and the court continues by saying that it is axiomatic, which means self-evident, obvious, that the statutory definition of the term, a term defined in statutes, excludes unstated meanings of that term. So the unstated meanings of the term United States of 50 states are not there. You cannot assume that they are there, right? Now, that seems pretty clear, but guess what? Another Supreme Court tax case drives this home even further for everybody, okay? Look at this. Gould versus Gould, which is a 1917 U.S. Supreme Court case. Very short, unanimous U.S. Supreme Court case says this strong language that in the interpretation or understanding of statutes, laws, levying taxes. So in understanding laws and imposed taxes, it is the established rule not to extend their provisions, do not extend the provisions of tax laws by application beyond the clear import of the language used. There is no tax by implying if it's not clearly there, it's not there. United States means only District of Columbia, not the 50 states, because it's not there. Or to enlarge the operations, such to embrace matters not specifically pointed out. Again, it's not there. 50 states, it's not there. That's what they're saying again and again here. And they further add that in case of doubts, folks, any doubt, they, that means tax laws, are construed most strongly against the government prior to tax and in favor of the citizen not being taxed. If you have any doubts, folks, it doesn't go against the government. It does not go strongly against the government. It goes most strongly against the government. Part of tax, unanimous 9-0 Supreme Court. It's a well-established rule of law, folks. Always been that way. See? So now it's absolutely clear that when you see here the term United States, it means only the District of Columbia. So U.S. means D.C. When you see here, in the 1040 form, that U.S. individual income tax is the District of Columbia. individual income tax return. Yes, when the law says here that the income tax applies to every citizen who is a resident citizen or resident of the United States, that's anybody who's a resident or citizen of District of Columbia. Right? Very clear. I'm going to give you one more nail in the coffin that you got to accept this because that's the law on government's own official websites. So let's go now to from here to another part of the Internal Revenue Code, right? From Internal Revenue Code, Title 26. Okay? Here we're going to go, 26 U.S.C., 4612, Definitions and Special Rules. Yep. It's Chapter 38, Environmental Taxes, Subchapter A, Tax on Petroleum. See, this is about tax on oil, petroleum, right? And it tells us definitions for the purposes of this subchapter. Again, what subchapter? Subchapter A, Tax on Petroleum, right? For this subchapter, they define all kind of things like crude oil, petroleum products. But look, it has its own definition of the term United States. The term United States means, wow, the 50 states. They specifically mentioned the 50 states. They did not forget about it. You see, the District of Columbia. Oh, by the way, it also includes the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, any possession of the United States, the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, and the Trust Territory of the Pacific Islands. Whoa, that is pretty specific. And also includes continental shelf areas. That also includes foreign trade zones. You see, there's no assuming things. When they can't tax something in the 50 states and all U.S. territories, they surely list them, as you see down here with oil taxes. So folks, it's very clear that the only people required to file income taxes are citizens and residents of District of Columbia. These are the people that you see the IRS form says that these rules apply to all U.S. citizens. Those are District of Columbia citizens, regardless of where they live. Okay? They have the filing requirement. They have the paying capacity requirement also, which is all the same laws. So with that, folks, what you want to do is if you want to get more about this issue, there's a video in the description link below, which can go over this in more detail for you if you want. Also, this video is on a playlist of more videos on this topic. How since 1913, the Union States in America never were included in the definition of the United States for tax purposes. That's right. Never. The United States in different tax laws and other laws can mean so many different things that we have to go for that law or that specific definition, even though we think, oh, well, the United States always means the 50 states. That's incorrect. You know, further get reinforcement on that issue. So with that, folks, where you want to go always for answers is to Freedom Law School's website, livefreenow.org, where you can restore freedom now. You can stop voluntarily supporting the Washington, D.C. swamp. All you have to do is to take these 7 steps to free yourself of IRS fear, deception, robbery, and slavery, and live free now in confidence and peace of mind. Yes, 7 steps are right here. Some of you watch this video, have gone through some of it. Some of you have not gone through much of it or all of it. You need to go do that. These short playlists right here, you see the short playlist videos and long, complete ones. Go through them, folks. If you have not got this issue of law understanding very well, be sure you do that first before you go to step 2, that you must stop filing 1040 income tax confession forms, because every time you do that, you put the rope around your neck and hand it to the IRS to hang you with. And step three, that the IRS is really mostly bluff, okay? You will be able to rebuff the bluff of the IRS and regain your power in step three. Click on the cartoons, and they all take you to the next step, to your liberation. Take step four is to take courage from our victories. Yes, IRS is trying to beat me, put me in jail. They never even tried because they know I beat them. So if I can beat them, folks, so can you. Because I'm a far bigger target than you. They can't stop me. And I can show you how all my footsteps for you to win and live free now. Okay? Step five, folks, all this stuff is for free, right? All this education is for free to free yourself. Is, folks, write your lawmakers about the law. It's very simple. Write your Congress members and file and pay income taxes only if your congressman can show you the law that requires you to file income tax. Yes, if they show you the law, pay income tax. If they show you the law that shows you, you must file income tax. You don't. Don't pay nothing. You don't owe it. Why would you want to support a swamp voluntary, folks? Right? Now, all this is absolutely free of charge for you on our website. Okay, do it for yourself. Now, I recommend that, though, you want to consider joining Step 6 also, the Restore Freedom Plan. Because this is where, folks, now we take real serious action for freedom. Yes, you will lawfully stop buying and paying income tax with our Restore Freedom Plan. Yep. And Freedom also will keep the IRS from levying your money, taking your money by force with our 100% protection when you are a member. That's right. In other words, I guarantee you, you'll not pay the IRS any more money. Freedom also will prepare the letters for you, mail them to you, your print signed and mail them out. Any responses, again, will be prepared by Freedom Moscow the same way. Future print, sign, and mail out to beat these crooks and criminals. And even if once in a while we lose, which is rare, very rare, we take a little bit of your money, Freedom Moscow will reimburse you. Yeah, no risk. Why fund the swamp criminals in Washington, D.C., who's out to enslave and destroy you? Why will we deliberately, knowingly from now on, fund your enemies? You can smile and do that with confidence, folks. And on top of that, folks, look at this, folks. Now you'll be doing what the Founding Fathers did. You follow the same steps that the Founding Fathers took, folks, way back in 1776, folks. What you want to do is to go to step seven, spread the word. Yes, you have the freedom opportunity now before you to get paid for each American that you free with our Freedom Opportunity Plan. Yes, what you're going to want to do is to share this information with your friends, family, coworkers, and everybody else, folks. You all will come, Paul Revere's, and take this message of freedom, hope, prosperity, folks, taking our government, our country back for you and your family, to the American people, restore America, restore our families. So folks, all there for you at livefreenow.org. Meet your destiny. You are destined to live free. So go forward and live a free life now. Okay, so let's go to questions if you have any. We have two callers, but I'm not sure if they have any questions or not from Erica 480 and Erica 215. If you have questions, folks, you can ask them now. If you're watching live, you have a question, that call number is area code 657-383-1755. You see on your screen, press 1 on your telephone keypad, folks, and that will let me know you have a question. I will answer your question. Remember, folks, I'm very busy. I normally charge $800 an hour for my time. Because, folks, this is a demand of my time. I'm here yours for free. Take advantage of it. If you have a question, call now. Because in January, tax season comes. I'm going to be very, very busy, folks, okay? So, anybody with questions one more time? Dial 657-383-1755 and then press 1. Okay, one more time. Let me remind you guys, folks. You want to be at the Restore Freedom Rally this January 20th to 23rd in Orlando, Florida. Get out of the cold. Come to sunny Florida. Warm up. Go and meet all these great speakers in person. Hear from me in person. Have a great time. Fun outside the snow in a warm California, Florida. And, folks, if you cannot come, that's fine. You can stream it. Watch the streaming live as well. So with that, folks, I want to thank you all for giving me your time. I love you each. I would love each of you to live free, folks. So we all can live in a happy, live as I live, a loving, let love world that we were all created to have on this earth. So share that love with others, folks. Share our videos with other people, folks. And I hope to see you in person January 20th and 23rd in Orlando at the Restore Freedom Rally. Okay, we're done for tonight, looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we'll end off talk radio also.
Yeah, we'll turn it off.
Okay.